pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Come and talk of all the things we did today. Here and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I come to see myself at last. And I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you. And I feel myself in blue. So darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you got me. My darling, be home soon. Not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to.
Soon, gorgeous song.
Great song.
John Sebastian. Well,
John Sebastian and Loving Spoonful, great track.
And as you so rightly say, with 50 years of hindsight, that could be a hit.
Yeah, yeah. Before then, of course, 25 or 64, written by Robert Lamb.
Chicago.
Yep, and apparently it was banned in Singapore because it was deemed to be some sort of reference to drug-related.
Really?
Yeah. That was only recently been... I think it was only quite recently that ban was actually released. But anyway, what Robert Lamb said was that he was writing the song in the middle of the night. He'd set himself about 25 or 26 minutes to write the song. But he wanted to get it finished before 4 o'clock. So it was originally going to be called, he thought of calling it 25 before 4. Right?
Yeah,
but then he changed it to 25 or 4. Then it came to fit in with the lyrics. He then made it 25 or 6 to 4.
I know you're right, because I remember hearing the same story all those years ago, Les. Yes, it was about telling the time, or something to do with the time, 25 or 6 to 4. Yes, you've hit the nail on the head on CBS Records. I can remember that one, booming out of your shed.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, them were the days, that green shed I had the bottom of the garden.
We used to come round your garden because you had the best radio receiver in the neighbourhood.
Well, it was at the time, probably, in your eyes. But we used to listen to all sorts of stuff on that.
Yes, yes.
Sadly, when I moved here, it got stolen from our garage.
Oh, that's a shame. Gosh.
Yeah,
So the B-side of the single, which is called Where Do We Go From Here, written by Peter Cetera, which we'll play shortly. Okay. But before that one, do you remember the Norman Greenbaum song, Spirit
in the Sky?
That
yes.
was wonderful, with that Moog synthesizer. Well, yep. do you remember the follow-up? No.
I can't remember, but I vaguely remember them doing one.
It didn't have any Moog synthesizer in it, so it was quite disappointing when it was released on the same record label, Reprise Records, same as Spirit in the Sky. It was called Canned Ham, and it went something like this. And after this, it will be Chicago again. Hold on, here we go. I don't suppose many of you remember Norman Greenbaum and Canned Ham, and we were just having a conversation there about the jelly that comes with the canned ham.
I just love that jelly. You just scrape it off and have that separate.
This is Chicago.
Every day just gets a little shorter, don't you think? Take a look around you, and you'll see just what I mean.
what it seemed. The more I look around, I find the more I have to fear. Ooh, where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go from here? I know it's hard for you to change your way of life. I know it's hard.
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Your worries go and enjoy the music.
on Fontana Records. That's a band called Cheap Boots. Cheap is spelt C-H-E-E-P. Apparently it was Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch under a different name. That of Peter Cetera, Chicago, Where Do We Go From Here? And after that, and in the middle, it was a 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Go Away on Budda Records. And I guess they did after that.
Well, yeah, Simple Simon, of course, was their biggest hit. Simple Simon Says, you know. Yeah. I think we all remember doing that on the dance floor. Put your hand in the air, simple, you know. Anyway, that's enough of that.
You're hinting at the next tune, I think, Les. It's it's called High Again on Warner Brothers. I couldn't find the single version anywhere. It's a good job I had it in my singles box. I've got a few obscurities.
They were on Budda Records, I believe, weren't they?
What, 1910?
Yeah.
Yeah, that single was. I think originally they were released on Pi Records because there was no outlet for their tunes from USA. But yeah, that one was on Budda. This is Daddy Long Legs, and we're getting high again. It's got one of those, is it called a Swanee whistle or something?
The Clangers.
You'll think of the Clangers here, my friends. And after this one on Decca, it'll be Reggae Shh from the Zorro 5.
We're getting high again. We're getting high again, like we used to do when I was with my friend. We're getting high again. We're getting high again. It's been a long, long time, but Lord, I'm getting high again. Well, I don't know how long I've been here. I don't know how long I can stay. But you're the only people that can get me through the day. Well, you think it's funny now? Well, it'll get wide open when everybody's getting high again. We're getting high again.
Getting high again.
We're getting high again.
Getting high again.
Like we used to do.
Like we used to do.
When I was with my friend.
Chris Bent.
Thank you.
I suspect that was a cash-in reggae single on the Decca record label. No connection with Trojan or anything like that.
No, South African.
Oh, South African band. The Zorro, yeah. The Zorro 5. Yeah. Reggae. And prior to that, the Daddy Long Legs and Hi.
Yeah, the dogs in the background.
Again. No.
Got Tim Little and Zick, can't you hear them?
No.
Oh, somebody just walked past and the piping up again.
Well, you have to get someone to walk by on cue, so when we're talking on air, the dogs are barking. So you are in...
Barking mad, like the two of us.
You are in your lockdown front garden today, Les.
Well, I've got to lock it down to stop the dogs escaping, because they'll go halfway down the street if I don't.
No boys in blue the other side of your fence ordering you into your house?
No.
Mungo Jerry have got a big hit at this time of year in 1970, because this is what we're doing. We're looking at this week's releases for the 3rd of July 1970, issue number 336 of the new singles, the weekly listing. And yes, at this time, Mungo Jerry have got their massive summer hit within the summertime. So Harvest decided to release Panama Limited Round and Round in a similar vein. Actually, they were originally called the Panama Limited Jug Band.
Every time she hugs me, she nearly breaks my bed. We're going round and round.
Yeah, me baba.
We're going round and round.
Yeah, me baba.
We're going round and round, round and round. Me and my Shona baby going round and round. My baby. Like a cannonball.
What kind of ball is that?
And you better watch out. You won't have no girl at all. We're going round and round.
Yeah,
we're going round and round.
Yeah,
we're going round and round, round and round. Me and my Shona baby going round and round. Well, the preacher in the pulpit popping up and down, and sisters in the amen corner singing, let's go round,
amen.
And round. We're going round and round.
Yeah, me my baby.
We're going round and round.
Yeah, me my baby.
We're going round and round, round and round. Me and my Shona baby going round and round. You're shimmering right past
you miss out on movement, it'll surely be your last.
Too much.
Going round and round.
Yes, yeah, me baby.
Going round and round.
Yes, me baby.
Going round and round, round and round. Me, yeah, yeah, me sure enough, baby. Going round and round. Something I surely lack.
What's that, boy?
Well, every time she hugs me, she nearly breaks my back. We're going round and round.
Yeah, he's all bad.
We're going round and round.
Yeah.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
The Lord.
I may have said in the past, better to hear it in that condition than to never hear it at all. That's Ray Morgan. Well, and The Long and Winding Road on B&C Records.
Can't find much about him, actually, other than that actually charted at 15 on the Billboard chart and number 32 in the UK chart.
Oh.
So it was relatively successful, you know.
Mm. I don't recall hearing that particular version at the time, but this is one of the many singles released on the 3rd of July. I've not counted them this week, see how many there were. I'll do that during the next tune, which is the same song by Sissy Houston. And then we'll play the version by Danny Doyle. Three different versions this week of Les.
I was going to say that, it was, of course, when was the final Beatles album? That was recorded or released. That must have been about the same time, probably a bit earlier, wasn't it?
It was released for the summer of 1970 because I remember at the end of the school year, those that were leaving or those that had just finished their O-levels, they did a project. They had to do something. They couldn't just leave school, so they had to do a project. And I remember one group did the Beatles. And they'd got the latest Beatles album, which was Let It Be. And it originally came in a big box. And it had a book with it. Fantastic, glossy book. That must be worth a fortune now.
Yeah.
And, of course,
this is the one with the four pictures of them.
Yes,
it
is. And of course, there was the entire school looking at these projects and thumbing through this book. And the state the book was in by the time, about 300 or 400 lads. And it's sounding a bit windy where you are, Les.
Yeah, it is a bit.
You're sounding a bit like Fife Robertson reporting.
I have to put a sock in it.
So anyway, this Beatles book was destroyed by all of us. All of us lads at school. Let's carry on. The title of the tune.
8th of May 1970 was its release.
That makes perfect sense. That does. Yeah.
So obviously there was a lot of covers.
Yeah.
Came round at that time.
And this is Sissy Houston, and straight away she sings.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. Oh, I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. It leads right to your door. The wild and wintry nights times I've cried. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I've tried. I keep on trying, but still they lead me back, oh, to the long winding road. For you left me standing here. You left a long, long time ago. Please don't keep me waiting here. Lead me to your door. For many times I've been alone, and many times I've cried. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I've tried. I keep right on trying. Still, they lead me back. Get right back to the long, winding road. You left me standing here, crying. It's been such a your door.
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Three singles released this particular week, the 3rd of July. No, the 2nd, yes, the 3rd of July 1970. Are you there, Les?
I'm here, yeah.
Oh, good, good. This was Danny Doyle.
Danny Doyle.
On Columbia.
What do you know about him?
And one of three versions of The Long and Winding Road, released this particular week. And we also heard Sissy Houston and Ray Morgan. Next of all, on the Plexium record label.
Well, before we leave that.
Yes, yes.
When the Beatles finally broke up, one of the reasons, there were six reasons, but one of the reasons was that Paul McCartney, the band, wasn't very happy at the way that Phil Spector,
Uncle Phil, and his lush orchestral arrangements. No.
But apparently, because Paul McCartney wanted to get the others more involved, it was just his voice and the orchestration,
yeah,
which meant that the rest of the band didn't take much part in the actual single. And then he said that was one of the reasons they split up.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's interesting.
That's because they'd, I don't know if he fell out with George Martin. Who was it who wanted Phil? Was it John Lennon wanted Phil Spector?
I can't remember.
It probably was. It was I should know. Goodness me.
Yeah, that would make sense.
50 years later, we should know everything about the Beatles inside out, shouldn't we? Let us go on to a Plexium single now. Oh, you're going to love finding out about this band, Les. They're called Woolly Fish. It's called The Way You Like It. Unfortunately, couldn't find the B-side. I'd love to have found The Sound of Thick. But this, but this is not it. This, but this is nevertheless Woolly Fish. Was a great time to be alive, wasn't it, Les?
Oh, wow. Couldn't believe that. What a great sound. It's all, but I think that reflects the Dutch focus sort of sound of the flute and organ,
yeah,
with a Hammond there as well. Just what a great combination.
We were so lucky at the time. Yeah. All that be great music.
Not all that stuff from Text Me Back Again to Veronica and... R&I and all the rest of them.
Not that I recall hearing Woolly Fish and their wonderful tune.
Obviously, John Fox was part of that.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
Which is amazing because he went on to... He was involved with Tiger Lily later and also Ultravox.
Which was... That was late 70s or even into the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was 80s, yeah.
So that was...
Tiger Lily came first. That was... Yeah. About 73.
But that was John Fox, unbelievably, from the 3rd of July 1970. Here's one we will all know. It's what you say when you're in a drunken stupor and you're trying to say in the Garden of Eden. This is Iron Butterfly in a Garden of the Eden.
You know that I'm loving you in a garden of Eden, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand? Oh, won't you
cemetery. Here I got all of it, honey. Don't you know that I'm loving you? Here I got all of it, baby. Don't you know that I'm always the truth?
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Well, that was an amazing, emotional time for me listening to David Gates there. What a single that was.
Yeah.
Again, it was one of those things, you know, they put that on at the end of the, towards the end of the evening. And there I am, as usual, beer in hand, All the girls are gone, and I'm just sat on barely no mates in the corner.
Oh, Les. You paint such a sad picture.
No. Incidentally, that single, it was, although it's credited to Bread, only David Gates and Mike Botts, the drummer, actually appeared on the single. So the rest was orchestrated.
Yeah.
So it was only them two, actually, from Bread that actually appeared on it.
Yeah, Elektra Records, released in the UK, 3rd of July 1970. And we also heard The Iron Butterfly and In a Garden of Vida, In the Garden of Eden. And then it was The Upsetters on Spinning Wheel Records and Pennywise.
You're Pennywise.